You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our number is 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428.
Welcome back. Talking with Ron Wolf, who's a local property manager, owner and property manager, and my good buddy Jeff down in Southern California, who owns units and just is a sole proprietor, you might say, just does his own thing, wears every hat. During the break, we were going to come back with another story about a problem tenant, but during the break, I asked the question, if Jeff has someone, and this is good, this could be good for you, if you own, let's say just one guy owns a house in Santa Barbara and he owns a second house or a condo and he rents it out, and you have someone go over there and do some painting who's not a licensed, bonded, and insured, and the guy falls over, does your insurance, would you be covered for that? And Jeff started to give me the answer. I said, Jeff, what the hell are you talking for? He asked a question for Ron. Ron's the guy with the answer. Ron, what is the answer? Not that you're an insurance expert, but...
No, those types of losses, and it's a real exposure sometimes, but they will not be covered for a rental unless you have workers' comp insurance. And I've heard of cases where even a resident is hired to, say, mow the lawn, and you have to be careful because then you've made an employee out of that person, and if you do that and they're hurt, they can end up even owning the building that they're renting.
Oh, that's great, Jeff. You can come out of the fetal position now and go to just stiff dead.
We were recently aware of a case where an owner had to pay over $250,000 for an alleged back injury that may have actually even been fraudulent, but because there was no workers' comp insurance in place, it turned into a very, very messy issue.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's get back to Jeff, who owns these units, takes care of them. He's an unbelievable landlord. He's out there changing bulbs. You call him, he's there. It's not anything that's going on that's not up to, you know, code or up to snuff. And it's Jeff or you if you just own one rental unit. Now, Ron, you said this workers' comp insurance. Can you, as a landlord, buy this workers' comp insurance and hire someone who's not licensed, bonded, insured, and be covered? Or does the person who's doing the work just have to be the one to have workers' comp?
Well, ideally, you'd like the person doing the work to have workers' comp, but there are many single vendors, say a gardener who just works on his own, and he's not required to have workers' comp. If he has employees, he is required to do it. But if you hire somebody who doesn't, you run the risk of being classed as an employer, and it's a felony not to have workers' comp insurance to cover that employee. So something to watch out for.
But if you hire a gardener and he's a sole proprietor, he doesn't have employees, that's okay? That he doesn't have workers' comp?
If you hire just as long as he's working for other people. You know, he's got to be in the trade or business as a gardener. If you hire the next-door neighbor to come, you run into a different kind of issue.
Oh, good Lord. And you know how many people have painting and minor repair and this and that done by people who are just handyman kind of guys? I mean, this goes on all the time, but yet you see the nightmare stories where something hits the fan, right?
It is definitely a liability, a real potential problem.
Oh, God, Jeff, I'm sorry we're doing this program.
It's okay.
It's going to ruin your entire day.
Now, the flip side, though, is workers' comp insurance for a small property owner is not terribly expensive.
Oh.
I think for like $350 to maybe $600 a year, you can get a base policy that would kick in and cover that.
Oh. Well, there you go. Then that might end up... if you're going to pay less for labor. Okay, so let's get into this other real estate story. Jeff, why don't you tell us what happened, then we can get some feedback from Ron the professional as to whether or not it's happened to him and whether or not you handled it.
Well, actually, there's an update to it.
Start from the beginning.
Basically, I ironically, it's in the exact apartment where I had the smoker and that I ended up saying goodbye to. So we're back at the same apartment. I've rented to a new guy, and he moves in November 1st. And 2 weeks after he's been living there, he has a bunch of people come over at 2:30 in the morning, and he upsets the whole building. And I have complaints. I get home from out of town. I've got complaints on my answer machine. And I go over there on a Sunday morning, and I knock on his door, and I give him his notice. I said, this is no way to start a tenancy, and this is not what I had in mind. And we just have this face-to-face confrontation, and he rolls up my notice that I give him. It's just a handwritten, it's not on a formal form, and he throws it down, and but he says he's disappointed, you know, and I make him shake hands with me, and I say that makes two of us. And so I give him a month's notice, and come to find out...
And this was, let me interrupt you, this was like 2 weeks after he moved in.
Yep.
And one of the things he said was, don't you want to hear my side of the story? And you said, you got the whole story, you walked away.
So I think he even said, you don't have a side of the story. If you're going to bring people in here and there's a lot of drinking and loud music, that is your side of the story.
Okay.
So, so come to find out, I end up going up to help my gardener figure out what we're going to do up there, and I run into three other tenants in the building. And they tell me that he actually, as soon as one of the tenants knocked on his door about 3 o'clock in the morning, he shut things down, and there were other people. So he was actually trying to be compliant and be considerate, and he apologized profusely. So I think I may have overreacted.
So someone did knock on his door, and he did shut down the music that night.
Yes, and it turned out there were other people in the building that were going up and downstairs, and I thought the party was going on till 7 o'clock in the morning. So... this is the first time I've ever had this kind of overreaction on my behalf. And so I went ahead and gave him a call, and I said, Jonathan, I just want you to know, I did talk to a few other people, and perhaps there was another side to the story. And whether you found another place or not, I just wanted you to know that if I overreacted, I want to take responsibility for that. And he thanked me, and he says, gosh, I'm going to have a good Thanksgiving now, and I'll get back to you regarding whether I'm going to stay or not. He calls me.
And let me stop you.
Yep.
Just because I heard the story.
Sure.
The original story was there was loud music, and then there was shouting, people going up and down the stairs and through until 7 in the morning.
Correct.
Which was, in fact, true, except his part of it stopped when someone knocked on his door.
Correct.
All right, go ahead.
And so he calls me just a few days ago, and he says, Jeff, hey, I'm going to stay. He goes, thanks for your phone call. And the funny part about it, and so I say, well, great. Well, then welcome back, or something like that. And then I just got off the phone with him, ironically, just 10 minutes ago, because out of the 8 units, everybody's paid rent except him. And so I call him at work and say, Jonathan, I couldn't help but notice you haven't paid rent, even though you've made the decision to stay. He goes, oh, gosh, I just forgot. And I said, Jonathan, you're still working on this first impression with me, aren't you? And he laughed, and we ended up just, you know, and so he's going to come up here in his lunch hour. He's going to drop in the box. I said, thanks. It'll save me 2 trips. So, to the bank, you know. And so I think what it is I do have to tighten things up, and my conversation with Ron has helped that. I've noticed that I've got 4 late rents out of 28 units, and here it is. It's the 5th of December. And so I may put a memo in everybody's box. No,
don't do it. I love that story. Ron, what did you think of his story? Anything you would have done differently?
No, I think that comes out great. And it's real important to note that there's always a second side to a story.
Yeah.
And it's good to have it before you make your decisions. And I think the other thing to really commend Jeff with is proof that you can have very positive, I always hate the word landlord-tenant types of things, but owner and resident type of relationships. And it's just something where being reasonable on both sides can make it a very enjoyable experience.
And so even though you have this mega company, you do have people who work for you who sometimes do communicate, knock on the door, and try to resolve these types of issues.
Definitely.
But that is kind of confrontive. You walk up to someone and you say, you know, you got to go, and he hands you a piece, you hand him a piece of paper, and he balls it up.
Well, you know, it's funny. Just last Saturday, this is just a couple days ago, I was at another property, a sixplex, and I was noticing all these cigarette butts. Getting back to the smoking thing, it is one of my pet peeves. And this guy came out of his unit. I said, George, these aren't your cigarette butts, are they? And he looked at the ground, and he goes, yeah. I said, George, you're a smoker. It's a non-smoking unit. That's not good. And he goes, oh, sorry. I said, but what are we going to do about these cigarette butts? I said, if I pick them up, I'm going to put them on your doorstep and make you step over them so that you can see the end result of just kind of rude, inconsiderate behavior. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, George, all we've got left is human civility. And he goes, I know, Jeff. I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't know how I get away with it either, but I want you to know I can be, in a nice way, confrontative.
Did you, when you put your hand on his shoulder, did you just kind of tighten the grip and squeeze it? So these are all non-smoking units. Ron, do you have non-smoking units? Is that okay to be renting people and saying they can't smoke?
Yes. Smokers are not a protected class. So you can have non-smoking units, and we've got quite a few of them.
Interesting. Non-smoking. Well, guys, we almost could have done more. This was a great... And the reason why I shouted out to Jeff is don't do that is I think we could follow Ron's guidelines and his outlines and make some adjustments in how you do business. But you know what? You know, you could let the rent be late a couple of days. You've been doing the same thing for 28 years. It's working for you. Don't ever change. My buddy Jeff from down south and Ron Wolf, Local Property Management, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys again.
Okay. Oh, hey, bye-bye, Ron.
I really appreciate your time, Ron.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, Jeff, he's got nothing to do but sit around anyway. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's 9 minutes to the hour. Stay tuned. We'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update. How exciting! The show's almost over.